Don Caradol reporting for Pleasant Ridge Local News. Recently, there have been numerous reports of slightly abnormal sightings in Pleasant Ridge. I'm here with Sawyer P., whose name is being kept confidential for national security reasons, I've been asked to note. Sawyer, can you tell us what you claim to have seen last night?
Dang old werewolf, that's what. Right up in my dang backyard, it tells you what. I seen it out my back window when the moon were full. I set some bait for it, you see.
And what sort of bait attracts said werewolves?
Trash.
Trash.
Uh-huh. Trash. In a trash can. Sure enough, that there werewolf come and crawl in my trash can, took all the bait. I think that werewolf must have been a convict from the penitentiary up the road a piece.
The penitentiary? Are you referring to the prison?
Yes, sir. Because I saw him wearing a jail uniform, stripes, and the dang beast even wearing a burglar mask. Ain't nobody safe from criminal werewolves up in this town.
Well, there you have it, folks, from a local eyewitness wearing very thick glasses. An escaped, convicted werewolf that most definitely is not a hungry raccoon. This is Don Caradol signing off. Now back to Shirley UK reporting on a local car accident in an open field.
Back of this cave up in the mountains, you have recently found some crystal. And with, yeah, I know I made a mistake.
Oh, the face was more because growing up in Missouri, crystal means something else.
Want to get high?
Yeah, this podcast doesn't take place in Greeley, Colorado, so you're good.
Just calling them out specifically.
They know what they did.
They know what they did.
Are doing. Will be doing.
You guys are in this cave, and it's getting to be late afternoon, and probably kind of time to be heading back home. So, you guys...
Homeward bound.
Well, I guess we can use this and, I don't know, maybe go ask, your parents about it, your mother, and try and figure out if they know what kind of rock it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still under the impression that they're compromised.
Well, we don't have to tell them why or where we found it.
The government? I mean,
the man.
The government, yeah. The man. I mean, I don't know.
Damn the man.
The cereal box companies?
Save the empire.
I don't know. It's just
it's all about that.
I want to learn more about this before we start turning our parent stuff, you know? Like, yeah. Just.
You want to learn more about the man?
No, the what's going on? These crystals,
well, how
the lights.
Learn about
Dad didn't seem too interested about
then
what was going on.
Figure out what this thing is then.
Yeah. Maybe the library?
Well, sure, the library. I mean, maybe Jim knows something about stuff. I mean, I know he's a cryptozoologist, but maybe he's also a gemologist?
Sure.
This is, geologist.
If this is a make-believe gem, then yeah, maybe he can help us out with that since he knows so much about fake stuff.
I think maybe we should get back so we don't get grounded again.
Yeah.
Yes, I can agree with that.
Well, maybe we could... I mean, if we can stay out a little bit later, we could go to the library or something, or go meet with your friend and just tell our parents. It depends.
I don't know. I'm just going to go home. You guys can go to the library. It's more your kind of thing anyway.
Yeah, our parents were pretty mad, so maybe we can go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's summer break, so it's not like we have anywhere to be.
That's true. Yeah, we can just go tomorrow.
Is that okay with you, Jill?
Yeah, whatever.
Are you going to show up?
Where are you going to be?
You want to go to pizza? You want to try and find your friend or just go to the library first?
Swing by and pick them up at the pizza place?
Yeah, we could do that.
In the morning? Yeah, sure. Why not? I don't have anything else going on. I want to know why bears are mining the mountain.
Moving rocks.
Jill? Maybe they've been trained by the military.
Trained bears?
To mine the crystal? Ooh.
That makes sense to me.
Everyone brainstorm at home and we'll...
I mean, bears means Russians to me, so I still think it's better.
I mean, Dad did tell us about the Russian experiment where they like mix somebody with a monkey. So maybe they did it with a bear too.
And they got a bunch of psychic soldiers and stuff too.
Yeah. Oh, MK Ultra.
That's terrible.
We're just gonna mix all of the different.
The conspiracy theories together.
That was the CIA, okay? That was the.
You know, Jeff Fuel can't melt steel beams, but we don't know what chemtrails burn at. So.
Right. Mm. Just saying. Do your research.
Opportunity missed. I'm not including chemtrails in this. I feel like I have let you all down.
Listen, it's not too late.
Tomorrow is another day.
Okay, well, yeah, everyone think about it and let's go home and we'll meet back in the morning.
You guys just come to Mojo's.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Free cold pizza.
Everyone loves day-old pizza.
No.
Scientific fact.
It's actually better cold, Jill.
It is. It's better the next day. That's like one of our old slogans.
Cold pizza. Cold pizza. Cold pizza. I reheat better? That's my pizza. Poor people say to make themselves feel better about the fact they're eating old pizza.
That's a little judgmental, but okay. We'll know what that's like.
I mean, every time the college kids come home for break, they're always there first thing for the cold pizza.
They're high and drunk.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
And.
So.
And poor.
Thank you, Asher.
Providing a service. I don't see what the problem is. Anyway, show up tomorrow, cold pizza or not, okay?
All right.
Okay. Okay.
Your mom's not going to put like Fruity Pebbles on the pizza or anything, is she?
Probably. She really wants
like a breakfast pizza.
You have to pay extra for that.
Hippies. Fruity Pebbles aren't free. She's trying to turn a profit on her kitchen full of cereal.
Special breakfast pizza.
Breakfast pizza.
So everybody is going back to their homes right now?
Yes.
Indeed.
Okay. Then we are going to focus on Spirit and Fox because when they come home to the pizza place, they run into Mr. Jim Keels, who is a older white guy. He's got super cowboy energy. He's tall and has a scraggly beard and is trying very hard to look like a wilderness explorer. But
I'm literally just picturing Sam Elliott now.
That's not
which season though? What kind of level of hair are we talking how are at this point? Is it like
he's got big cowboy energy?
Yeah, let's go with it. But he looks like he had a desk job for a long time and that he is now trying to embrace the grunge and be a wilderness explorer.
Good for
and
him.
He's trying to catch all of the cryptids.
He's ahead of the curve on the Pokemon thing.
So anyway, he wants to look more grungy and more wildernessy than he is. But anyway, kind of sitting down, eating some pizza at Mojo's when you guys walk in.
Hey, Fox, isn't that the guy?
Yeah, that's the guy. That's Mr. Doctor? Dr. Jim! And he just runs over and sits at
the
table.
I think that's what we said.
Mr. Dr. Jim.
Yeah, and he's like, it's my buddy Frank. Because he doesn't remember your name. And he thinks that Fox is a little bit of a weird name. And so he's like, Frank, it's you again. Good to see you.
Wow. Fox kind of turns and looks behind him like he's talking to somebody else and he's like, actually it's Fox, but whatever. Hi.
Like the animal?
Not really, but you know, if it
but basically
makes you happy, sure, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll try and sorry about
like
that.
Like the guy.
Yeah, like the guy.
Wait, there's a
remember.
You know, Jamie.
Oh, this is
like, gone. Anyway.
This has gone over his head. He doesn't know about Guy Fawkes Day, guys. And he's like, oh, you left me a note at the hotel.
Oh, yeah, you got it? Good.
I did. I don't know who Malcolm is, but I don't usually just go to strange offices with no information other than that. So I just came here because I like the pizza.
I mean, it's really
good. Would be better if it was cold.
Yeah. But... Right? Yeah. I mean, if you come back tomorrow morning, it's going to be just right. Yeah,
Dr. Jim, Malcolm is Jill's dad.
And who's Jill?
Jill's our friend.
Yeah.
This is Jill.
Try to keep up.
Jill isn't there. Whoa. You guys all went home.
Damn spirit.
You guys are at home. This is our imaginary friend.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's true. We aren't there yet.
I don't know any Jill. So I didn't know who Malcolm Jill's dad was. And so I really like the pizza here.
Sorry, I guess I got a little excited about what we found. It's not really cryptid related, but we found some weird stuff on the mountain again.
But we don't know that it's not cryptid.
That's true.
You guys have information about cryptids. You know I'm looking for the legendary wolfman here.
I mean, we could tell you all about the legendary wolfman, actually, but...
We did see some scratches in the cave.
Yeah.
What cave? Please tell me all about it.
I mean, you remember how to get there?
Kind of. It was up on the mountain.
I mean, our friend Jill would know how to get back up there. I mean, she lives up on the ski area.
Okay, so the cryptids are attacking Jill's house. Got it.
Not her house. And I mean, she seems like she lives in a cave sometimes, but she doesn't actually live in a cave.
Wow.
That's just what her spicy. Dad
does. Okay, so you guys, I'm gonna need to stop. When did you first see the wolfman?
Never.
I mean,
well, I thought you said you had information about the cryptid.
So we have a suspect who we think might be therefore to the wolf person.
I mean, if you look at him, he's pretty suspicious.
In fact, we actually could use your expert opinion on it. That's why we wanted you to talk to Jill's dad to kind of like ask if you could do like a scientific project up on the mountain.
Oh, well, hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
I've met some people in this town. Who is your suspect?
He kind of looks the spirit like, should we just tell him?
I mean, just tell him, Fox.
Okay, so it's this guy. He's like a groundskeeper. His name is Mr. Crothers. We just call him Old Man Crothers.
Yeah, Bob.
Oh, that's his first name?
Bob's actually why I came out here. He's
wait,
a friend
what?
Of mine.
Oh. Wait, you're friends with the Wolfman already?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
You went to high school with the Wolfman?
What?
The Wolfman. I mean, at least he doesn't tell me that he's a wolf man. But
the wolf man wouldn't tell you that he was the wolf. Oh, Fox, I thought you said this guy was good.
I mean, I said he was a professional.
Well, let me tell you, though, that the sightings that have been seen here are by my good friend Bob.
And that doesn't strike you as suspicious at all.
No, because there are other people who have also seen these things.
Like who?
There have been reports in the news all over this area, but the only person I know personally is Bob.
Wait, what reports? There were no reports about cryptids.
I mean, I don't watch.
Have you looked in the papers?
I don't read the papers.
You have to read between the lines. They're not going to say it's a cryptid attack.
I mean, I like to read the Spider-Man comics in the paper, but... Like,
okay, so basically you're saying, no, you don't read the paper.
I read the funnies. That's the important part.
Garfield, Charlie Brown, Prince Valiant. I usually skip that one.
I'm a Ziggy man myself, but
can't relate. Don't understand what's going on with that guy.
I know I'm not there, but never trust a Ziggy fan.
Things get spicy in the Ziggy fandom.
Red flag.
Okay, well, then if you have like witnesses and stuff, then I don't know. Like, have you talked to Mr. Crothers about it?
Of course. I've been traipsing all over this mountain with him. He's showing me all of his evidence that he's come up with. That's why I'm here.
So what have you seen?
Well, I haven't seen much, except that I have seen many carcasses that he keeps finding all over that have been ripped apart by fangs and claws.
Fox, can I talk to you for a second over here?
Okay, we'll be right back. Enjoy your pizza, please.
Spirit like goes behind the
counter. Really good. I like it with the pineapple on it.
Oh, that's a red flag, Fox.
Smart guy. What? I like pineapple.
Fox, look, this guy's given me some really weird vibes. And the fact that Carruthers keeps taking him right to all these dead animals, and he just thinks it's something else, I don't know. This seems really suspicious. Maybe we can't trust this guy as much as you think.
I don't know. Like, we don't have any other leads. Like, this guy's got to be, like, the person with the most, I don't know, interest in what's going on. Where else are we going to turn?
Maybe he's too close to it.
But we're so far from it.
Are we? Because I saw that coyote. And that was
we saw it too, but he's seen a lot of coyotes, apparently. And so is old man Crothers, who may or may not be a coyote.
No, I'm pretty sure he's the wolf man. I think we've established related, that.
Like cousins or something.
That's probably right. Yeah, I just think maybe we shouldn't give him too much information. We could hit up the library tomorrow.
I mean, like I said, that's like you and Ash's thing. You guys are good at that kind of research stuff, but like, I don't know. I feel like I should like try to, you know, get in good with this guy because he's got connections at least. Or figure out who the witnesses are that he says has seen this stuff, and we could ask them. Maybe they're more reliable.
Yeah, I mean, we need to figure out what he's talking about this stuff in the news.
I mean, honestly, I really don't read the newspaper, so it could be anything.
Well, obviously, same. We just share the funnies. That's the only important part.
Exactly.
Nothing happens in the newspaper.
No. The rest of it's just, you know, throw it out in the trash.
Yeah, it'll probably be dead in a few years anyway.
What? Who will?
Wait, what?
The newspaper.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh. I mean, are you sure about that? I'm pretty sure people are going to be reading newspapers forever.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
All right. So, like, I'll be cautious with this guy, but, like, I don't know. I still think he's our best lead at this point.
Okay. Well, just, I'll call Ash and let her know.
Yeah, you guys do, like, your sleuthy stuff at the library. Your smarty pants stuff.
Well, I mean, tomorrow we can do that.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll just tell this guy we'll see him later.
I mean, you could talk to him and see what else you can find out, but I'm going to go call Ash.
Alrighty. Sounds good.
And Jim, when you come back, he's like, man, this pizza's so good.
Right? Would you like some more?
No, but I could really use a refill of Diet Coke here.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay. Diet Coke. Suspicious.
Why is that suspicious? Everything suspicious.
Goes and gets him a Diet Coke refill.
Okay. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it seems like your brother's not trusting me. And I understand it's good to have a healthy dose of skepticism. Because if you are an investigator, you've got to keep a clear mind. But I will say that the person who knows this mountain the best is probably my friend Bob, and he has been all over this mountain, and he has seen things.
He's seen things.
Okay. Well,
and not just animal corpses, but unfortunately a lot of those he's also seen.
Okay, so dead animals is kind of his thing. Got you. Anything about crystals or gems that he's talked about? Maybe just, you know, out of a common interest with dead animals.
Crystals?
Yeah.
Crystals have anything to do with cryptids?
They I thought we were...
I thought we were talking about science here, not hippie nonsense.
Don't say that so loud. My mom is just... Okay, forget the crystals. Forget the crystals. Fine. Yeah, so we'll just talk to maybe Old Man Crothers sometime about dead animals.
I mean, sure. We're up hiking all over. Down near the reservoir, up the mountain. We've been walking all over. He's been showing me all the spots where he's had sightings.
Ooh. Do you have like a map or something of all these places?
I mean, I'm not sure that it's my story to tell yet, because I'm still getting it from him, but you could ask him. Sounds like you kids know him.
I mean, Jill knows him more than we do. We kind of avoid him because he kind of smells funny, but...
I mean, that's... I feel like that's a reasonable thing to say about Bob.
Wow.
I feel like people who keep their own company a lot... tend to forget some of their social graces.
Yeah. Friendship.
I mean, that's a true friend. Who would say that you stink?
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Bob would probably tell you that he stinks too. So I don't think it's much.
So an honest man. That's great.
He definitely isn't trying to win any beauty prizes. So
none of us are.
Maybe Jill.
Okay, well, thanks. You know, actually, I still want to ask you one more thing. Since you're up here, do you think you would, I don't know, maybe make like a documentary or something, or like write something cool about how spooky and cryptid filled our town is? You know, something to maybe attract interest.
That is the point. The truth is out here, and I know.
I agree.
Speaking of which,
so intense.
The subtle difference.
By the way, have you seen the new show X-Files? It's excellent.
Oh yeah, I like record it off of TV all the time.
Oh, that's smart, because I'm always traveling. I can't always be sure I'm gonna catch it.
Yeah.
Should get one of those programmable VCRs.
Oh, those are fancy. I'm pretty sure Jill's got one of those. Should ask her about that. But anyway, it's kind of like really important, I think, that everybody knows how awesome and full of cryptids this town is. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
The dream is to get the cryptid information out to the masses. Right now, it's probably only going to go to the stalwart followers of my zine.
Does our library carry that? Because maybe that would be a great start.
You know what? I should stop in there and ask them if they would like some of my self-published periodicals for their records.
For sure.
But yes, that is the dream. Most of the time, though, I do have to be down in Denver selling insurance. But...
Don't we all?
Well, is there something I could do to help you? Could I, like, be your, I don't know, like, an intern or something? Unpaid.
I don't know about interns, but, you know, if you wanted to walk around with me and Bob, I'm sure you wouldn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, probably. I don't think I've done anything to make Bob hate me yet.
Okay. Oh, sure. That doesn't sound ominous at all. You know.
Should it have?
Well, tomorrow... I think that we're taking the day off, but maybe on Monday you want to come traipsing around the woods with us.
I love traipsing.
Okay, well, if you want to, you can come. Yeah, you could. Shut up, traipsing.
When was the last time I traipsed? I don't even know.
Or a saunterer myself.
Really, maybe you should give it a try.
Well, we usually start our hikes at like 5 in the morning if you wanted to meet us at the hotel.
Holy smokes.
That is disgustingly early.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that's possible.
I mean, it's that prime drapes time.
I didn't know that time existed on the clock, but
that explains why I've never done any drapes.
Yeah. It's drapes o'clock.
All right. Well, I will try to figure out how to wake up at that witchy hour so I can help you fight the good fight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sounds great. Fox.
Close enough.
No, I get your name right.
So he's gonna keep drinking his Diet Coke and eating his ham and pineapple pizza, and we're gonna go over to Spirit's phone call to Ash.
Yeah, so I just go, I would assume probably upstairs is where we would have like our regular phone.
Oh yeah, I bet you guys even have two whole lines, because a pizza line and a house line.
That checks out. Yeah, so I run upstairs, and of course my mom's on the phone, and it's just one of those things where I'm like staring at her for a while, like, Mom, can I please use the phone?
I'm on the phone with Grandma.
This is an emergency.
Your grandma's gonna die soon. It's also an emergency.
Whoa, what?
Mom, you can't just spring that on me.
She was covering the... She's covering the
receipt. She just spread it on the 10-year-old child. Like, what the hell? Let's see, don't say that to a 10-year-old. What
the? I guess you guys didn't have families that joked about how everybody was going to die soon.
No, God, no.
Yeah, I got to talk to your grandma. Go see if Dad's down on the pizza phone. If you got a quick call, you could make it down there.
Pizza phone. Please tell me it's like pizza shaped, like no, a pizza yeah, no. box, and then
definitely
you pull
not.
Slice out or something. God, you are.
Be way cooler fun. If it was.
What is it? At least a hamburger phone, please.
No, but it might be. It might have the insides where you can see them.
Oh, the translucent white, like the clear or the purple or whatever. Cool. Yeah. Nice.
Cutting edge technology, right there.
Yeah,
rad. Love it.
Yeah,
no, it's probably a grade A industrial wall phone down in the pizza shop.
So Spirit runs downstairs and, like, in between rings, just grabs it and dials Ash's number. And it's just like, hey, so Ash, we
took
that guy. Oh, sorry, Mrs. Ash's mom.
No, it was Ash. She just said it, like, automatically when answering the phones.
You and Jill both. So professional at such a young age. Oh, sorry, Ash. You sounded like your mom for a second. We saw that guy that Fox was talking about. And, I don't know.
Jim? Don?
Yeah, I think so. Dr. Jim?
Crypto man? Yeah.
Yeah, the Crypt Keeper.
Dim the crypto man.
Yeah, I don't think that he's as much of an expert as we were led to believe. So maybe we can hit up the library tomorrow and do some research.
Did he say something to Fox that made you guys think, what happened?
Well,
he seemed so excited.
So I don't want to say too much on a public line, but
public line. Christ.
Great.
I don't want to say too much on a free wire, but you know.
Of course, Mo says that all the time. I love it.
Constantly. And it's just like about how much the pizza's going to cost. You know, because the man could be listening.
Of course. 100%.
Never had one of those corporate spies from Domino's or tapped your phone line in.
Pizza yeah, we don't.
Try to move in on him.
Yeah, we don't trust the hut.
Never trust the hut.
That's slogan. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, definitely. I want to know everything. I guess I'll see you in the morning.
Okay, I'll meet you at the library.
Okay. Should we tell Jill?
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
Okay, I'll call Jill up in just a minute.
All right, cool.
Great. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Click. This is how real life phone calls go with me.
No, it's the Midwest goodbye, but on the phone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, oh, I better get off of here. Talks for another 45 minutes.
Okay, 45 minutes. Bye. Okay. All right, I'm going to call Jill.
Donner Family Steakhouse. You kill them, we grill them.
I'm sorry. Hi, Jill. Oh my god. What?
Oh, hey, Asher, what's up?
Are you answering the phones now?
Somebody's got to answer the phone.
I guess so. I thought that they. Anyway, hi.
I'm allowed to answer the phone.
I'm just. Okay, I'm sorry. It was just weird. I haven't. Anyway, heard you talk like that. There's been a little bit of a change of plans for tomorrow. I guess we're going to go to the library first. Spirit said that the guy that they're meeting with seemed a little shifty or something.
So no. We're gonna... The random stranger who's hunting Bigfoot and struck up a friendship with a 12-year-old is a little shifty. That's, wow.
Surprise to everyone.
Well... I guess we Ash thought that he would at least know his stuff. So, yeah, anyway, we're going to meet at the library, and yeah, you should still, are you coming with us still?
Library, yeah. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you think Fox and Spirit are okay?
Well... I think that they've got a lot of big ideas, but it's kind of harmless, you know?
Okay, I'm worried we might be feeding into a shared delusion.
I don't think we're at that stage yet. I don't know, it's fun to explore things and learn more, but yeah, that's the cop thing. That was definitely over the line. I think we should have left way earlier. When I first said it.
Whatever, you know, I don't have anything. I'm just hanging out. So, you know, if you guys want to go all Scully and Mulder, that's whatever. But I don't know. They're just kind of weird. And I don't know. I think we should keep an eye on them. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're like not having fun or this isn't cool or whatever, you don't have to come with us.
Look, I'm not gonna, Ash, I just said that those two skeeved me out. I'm not gonna leave you alone with them.
I mean, I'll be fine.
Will you though?
I mean, it would be better if you were there. So
you know, just I think I should be there just to keep an eye on, just to be on the safe side.
Okay, well, yeah, so it's gonna be the same exact time. We're just gonna meet at the library
instead.
Okay. All right.
You guys are like the people on TV that never actually say goodbye on the phone calls. They're just like, yep, yeah, we know this conversation so is done.
It's such a bad habit. No more lines on the script. I guess we are done with
hanging
this
up. Yeah. So you guys, anything else that you do? Anybody else need anything to do?
I think I would probably...
Before bed.
Yeah.
I think I would probably go find Fox and just be like, so did you find out any more from Dr. Jim?
He actually said that he would take me along with Old Man Crothers on one of their, like, expeditions. Not Fox, tomorrow.
They're gonna make you into that coyote.
What? No! I don't even look like a coyote. They said he only found mangled animals, not people. Man, he didn't mention people, did he?
They're gonna deliverance
people
you.
People are animals.
Okay. I mean, technically, sure, but... I'm pretty sure we would have known if there were, like, mangled there. I mean, this is PG-13. Come on. It'll be fine. And if it's not fine, I'll quit and I'll leave. It's fine.
If it's not fine, you'll just die.
Well, with that kind of attitude, yeah. But, you know, I'm going to have a positive attitude and run away.
I'm just going to positive affirmation his way through getting murdered.
Mom taught me that.
I will choose to not be murdered.
Yeah, got the no bad vibes shirt on, so you can't.
I mean, you know, Jill knows, you know, old man Crothers, I guess, better than any of us, so I'll just ask her if she thinks it's okay to just check it out, if he knows anything.
I mean, wasn't that... This is basically our plan from before, just with Crothers there now.
Yeah, well, before I didn't think we could trust that weird smelly guy, but...
I still don't think we can.
Wait, are we talking about Crothers or Dr. Jim?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, again, we'll see what I can see, and if it seems like a bad situation, I know how to get out of those. I have a Swiss Army knife, anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, you take care of the smarty pants stuff, and I'll take care of the cool action-y stuff.
Okay.
Fox is the action hero of this podcast, if anyone was wondering. So you guys all tucked into bed at reasonable hours and your parents are super happy that you have all learned and gotten more responsible after your time in the big houses, as Fox says.
Because Spirit's totally not
up. At least one night.
Spirit's totally not up until like 2 a.m. reading under the covers.
I think that they think that in the summer, reading is good. It's fundamental and all. As long as it's, you know, good anti-government, you know, are you reading your 1984? Are you reading Animal Farm?
Yeah. Is this, did you bring Atlas Shrugged into my house?
Never.
No, son of mine.
Yeah, Spirit would never. That was like the first thing he learned about books.
Yeah.
Although he probably tried to read Battlefield Earth one time and was like, yeah, this is not that good.
It's not good. I read it.
I tried. It was really not that good.
So as you all kind of assemble in front of the library at the library opening at early 10 a.m. because it's a Saturday morning at the library, you guys all come in front as Agnes unlocks the door.
Hmm.
Oh, you guys are here early.
You mean Asher doesn't have a key?
They don't let the volunteers have keys.
Especially 10-year-olds.
You're 13.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I thought you were 10.
No, what about you? Asher. I don't work there. You do.
Oh, yeah. I do work. Yeah, I'm part-time, yeah. I guess I might have a key. Could open the mailbox to return some books.
You have the key that opens the Dropbox.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do with them if I can't get inside? Just hold them?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Just hold them hostage.
Agnes doesn't want to carry them around. Yeah.
Ruthless Aaron. Yeah.
But she's like, oh well, come on in. Such a crowd this morning. I'm not used to having it so full.
There's four.
It's a very small library. Yeah. Probably like
she does really now. Feel like it's very full.
There's only three chairs. I'll sit on the floor.
She's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't know there'd be You're such a rush.
Blocking the fire exit.
All right, so what's the first thing we're looking for then?
I think we're all conspiratorially gathered around the small table.
Yeah. Is Jim coming here? You didn't tell me everything.
No, I'm going to meet him.
We here?
What?
Why are we at the library and not at the pizza place?
Because I already talked to Dr. Jim yesterday, and he said that he's like best buddies with old man Crothers.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Crothers doesn't have any friends.
Apparently he does, according
to
Dr. Jim.
He has six packs. He doesn't have friends.
Wow. Well, maybe he's sharing one with Dr. Jim, because that's what Dr. Jim said.
Okay, so you're not going to hang out with a sketchy guy, right?
I mean, he's a professional.
If he's friends with Crothers, he's probably a professional, I don't know, kid murderer person.
Yeah, so about that, Jill, Fox has this really stupid plan.
Do you want to
tell her about it, Fox?
Yes, so, okay.
You're going to get murdered.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I plan on getting murdered, guys. It's totally my plan. That's it. Oh, that's all there is.
Nobody plans on getting murdered.
Tell us what you were thinking.
Well, you said it was my plan, and it was stupid. That's my plan. He said that he and Old Man Crothers are going to be going up into the mountains, which in the forest, which they already have done a million times, and he's apparently found a million mangled dead animals, just like Spirit and I saw the other night.
Oh my god.
So, and not only that, but apparently everybody in town knows about it, so I don't know how we missed it, all the
Fox,
news.
That's literally not what he said.
Okay, but he said there were other people who've seen things. We haven't seen things until recently, but he made it sound like people had seen a lot of things, and there was news stories about it in the newspaper that I've
never
read.
But also, he kind of sounded like Dad whenever he gets really high, talking about reading between the lines, like...
Guys,
yeah,
kind of confusing for us. I don't. It, was he seeming suspicious, or he's what exactly was it that he said that seemed weird?
He's friends with Carruthers. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah,
that's right. So. That's suspicious.
But I mean, if
your parents
trust Old Man Crothers, right? Or they wouldn't have hired him to groundskeep.
My parents. Pay Old Man Carruthers, but it's not like he comes over for Sunday dinner.
Well, he doesn't have to. He just has to do his job, which apparently includes finding dead animals everywhere. That may or may not be related to the Wolfman that we all think he is.
I was going to say, is he finding them, or is he returning to the scene of the crime?
That's what I'm saying.
And so
finding
you
them
wanna,
awfully conveniently.
So you want to go out into the middle of the woods with Dr. McSketchy and a suspected lycanthrope?
Well, okay, one
and,
of them
and
is
by
probably...
yourself?
Wait, well, Joe,
you guys can come.
Have you been reading fantasy, Joe? How do you know that word?
I read, okay?
Lycanthropy?
Did you know that in the 1500s, lycanthropy cases were almost as prevalent as witch trial cases?
That's true.
It's all just a tool of patriarchy. But anyway, look.
Are they mostly... women?
Fox, this is a dumb thing to do.
Okay,
to go out there by yourself with these two creepers.
Who said I was going by myself? You guys could come.
We're gonna come, right?
What?
If we all go, then it'll be safe.
Right. You can't catch all of us.
Or there will be enough skin for them to make a complete suit.
Okay, but what if Dr. Jim... maybe he isn't the best.
Did we confirm he was actually a doctor?
I'm not really sure. He didn't correct me when I called him that.
He didn't deny it.
Yeah. I mean, why would he? Why would anybody be called a doctor?
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
He did tell you that he sells insurance.
Oh. I don't know that you don't need a doctor.
What's a doctor?
Yeah, I was gonna say, he could be non-medical doctor.
But anyway, maybe he's some kind of a quack or whatever, but he's just a harmless guy trying to find the Wolfman, and what if he actually found the Wolfman and he's not smart enough to realize that he did?
Well, then evolution will take place.
Well, we gotta do something.
Well, then we can find the Wolfman, Jill.
We already know the Wolfman.
And we have to warn this guy that he's actually found the Wolfman and he might get hurt.
If he's really friends with Carruthers, you think he would know? Maybe he's a wolfman too. Maybe they're pack hunters.
Ooh.
Well, he might have me on something there.
Fox, I don't know if it's Dr. Jim or
not that I believe any of this guard. This is, you know, I'm just talking.
Well, you're coming up with some great ideas for a non-believer.
Fox, either you or Dr. Jim is going to end up winning the Darwin Award if you keep doing this. Like this is
nice.
A bad idea.
I'd love to win a reward, actually.
Wow.
Fox, no, no.
What?
No, not a Darwin Award. That's a bad thing.
Sounds good.
No, that's for people who get killed in really stupid ways.
Yeah, like that zookeeper who had the elephant sit on his head.
That was pretty cool. Okay, so what do you guys think we should do then? Obviously, I have stupid, dumb ideas. Who has a stupid, smart
idea? I think that we shouldn't be so harsh on anyone's ideas. We're all talking here and trying to think of something to do.
Thanks, Ash. Thank
Look,
you.
I don't
Thank
think
you.
Any of us could go into the woods with those two.
Including
but
it's
not
either that or
to
nothing.
The idea of following them into the woods to see what they get up to.
Uh-huh.
Not a bad
but
idea.
If they're werewolves, they'll be able to smell
us. We don't go at night. They don't have
They can't smell in the daytime?
Is that no.
Fox, I'm pretty
they're
sure.
They're not vampires. Yeah, they can go out during the day.
They're people or they're wolves. There's no...
Also, Fox, I'm pretty sure Dad's got binoculars, so, like, we could stay pretty far away.
Okay. Why? Oh, here's... Let's compromise. I'll go with them, and you guys stay back with your binoculars and spy on them, and if I start to get murdered, you can come and save me. Is that not a good idea? We need an inside man or woman on this.
Maybe just, you know... I don't think anyone should be alone.
Well, I won't be alone because you guys got binoculars.
You understand binoculars can only make you see far away, right? They don't make you actually travel far. It's not as if...
You're really athletic, Jill. I think you could sprint to my rescue if you were so inclined.
Could and would are different things.
Oh.
So, wait. Are we using the binoculars or not? Because that wasn't my idea.
I mean, I guess there's
so, like follow them though, like
I
not.
Know. Okay, sure, we could do that. I just like if he finds out that we're spying on him, then we'll have lost our opportunity to gain either of their trust. Is all I'm.
They're not gonna know. How are they gonna know?
Like I said, if one of them happens to be a werewolf, they'll be able to smell us.
Fox.
How does that not make sense?
Because binoculars. Let you see really far away.
And wolf smelling lets you smell from really far away.
Yeah, that's true.
But
they'll know that we're following them anyway.
Hold on.
Are you implying that wolfmen can smell further than binoculars can see?
No, I'm implying that it doesn't matter if we follow them. From any distance, they'll be able to tell that we're tracking them because unless we're, you know, downwind.
Aaron.
Yes.
I have a out of character question.
Yeah.
Would there be like a hunting scene in this area? Like people who hunt regularly?
Sure. Probably not on the mountain as it's private property.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, would there be people who lived in town who would go hunting and would have, like, Spirit could have reasonably overheard them talking?
Yeah. Definitely. So, there would be people who you would probably even know who are, I mean, you guys know probably most hunters. People in town.
I mean, there's, like, what, 30 people in town? Yeah.
Okay, Jill.
Is it that bad?
We're literally a sixth of the population of the town.
So... Would it be reasonable to say that Spirit had overheard, like, I don't know, somebody at Mojo's or something talking about, like, masking their scent to go hunting?
Sure. Like, with deer pee or something?
Yeah,
with
deer
pee.
Yeah. I'm sure they sell it in the general store during
hunting season. Or like
there's an outdoor equipment store in town.
Oh, yeah. Then,
there is.
Then I'm sure we've all definitely gotten away from deer pee at one time or another.
Or they have like the special soap that gets rid of your scent and stuff, you know.
The special deer pee soap.
Yeah. The deer pee soap, yeah.
Yeah, Spirit's going to leave that part out.
I don't even know.
Hoping that Jill doesn't know about the deer pee. And yeah. So, okay, Fox, maybe we do one of those hunter's tricks. Surely there's somebody we could ask about that, right?
Hunter tricks?
Yeah, the stuff so that like the deer don't smell them.
Oh, and where the deer? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, yeah. Easily murdered and eaten.
Okay, I'll trust you on this if you think it's the best way to go about it. I'm sure there's plenty of hunters that will give us their deer pee.
Also, I just love Aaron shaking her head like, yeah, murdered.
No, I just love the idea that like so if we're saying that this is a werewolf, that the werewolf wouldn't want a deer more.
That's just what I was thinking.
You.
I was like, wouldn't they want to eat the deer? Isn't that like easy pickings?
It's not necessarily the deer pee. It's like something to mask your scent in some way.
No, the deer pee is so that you smell like deer.
But they do have other stuff. Like they do have like special soap that like. Doesn't leave a scent.
Castile soap.
Yeah.
can just get some
I guess I don't know about that kind of stuff. I just don't know how to do.
Okay.
We could get some pine scented air fresheners and hang them around our, you know, all over us, and we'll smell like the woods.
It's only for vampires, right?
Does anybody have any silver?
I have a necklace.
Okay, we'll cover ourselves in silver.
I don't think so.
Wait.
Super far away.
We've never actually tried to confirm if Crothers is the Wolfman before.
Why don't we just talk to him? Like, again, he smells bad, but you know, maybe if we put some silver or something on him,
it'll like burn.
Okay.
Get a picture of it.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll cover ourselves in silver, and we'll try to burn him with silver. And if something happens, then we'll know that he is the Wolfman.
I don't feel like that's what I was saying.
What were you saying?
Yeah, that's a bit of a leap.
Is it?
I don't.
What's the leap?
Look, I don't want you to think that I care.
I don't think that at all.
Okay, good. Aww. All right. But
Fox is really getting jaded. People are being so mean to Fox.
If you Somewhat got
for good reason
hurt, it would bum some people out. So
I can't imagine who.
I don't know, your parents or something, I guess.
Or Joe, maybe.
What? Shut up. I don't know, like, don't go into the woods with these guys.
All right.
By yourself.
If you don't feel that strongly about it, I will not.
Good, because I don't. So, cool.
Yes. Cool.
So,
we're all going into the woods together.
Yeah.
With these two creepers.
Are we going with them? Was that the final plan?
I think so.
It's the only way. We can be sure. If any of us get slaughtered by wolfmen, the other three will be able to point out, hey, those are the wolfmen who did it.
Right. Or that all four of us will get killed, and then
one of us will get away.
And we'll just be on milk cartons?
It won't be me, because I got a D4 in flight.
I don't have to outrun the wolfman, I just have to outrun one of you. I'm sure I can do that.
Yeah, probably.
She definitely can.
They're less likely to murder us in the woods if we're all together. We can keep an eye on them and each other.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Let me just reconfirm all this. We're doing my plan, and you're all coming with me.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
We just wanted to have safety in numbers.
When you
I invited you all to begin with, but I thought say it was a good idea. This is all of your plans.
It just took and us not a while actually to get mine. To it.
Look, I had to think it out, okay? I have made it a habit to not go into those woods with strange men, all right? It's just,
I don't blame
it's,
you, but we'll it's, all be
it's
there
something
together.
That I've tried very hard to not do.
I don't blame you.
Going up there with you two was bad enough.
I was going to say, you just went up there with two very strange men.
Men being the difference. I'll explain it when you're older, Spirit.
Oh. The boys to men, yeah.
All right. When you talk to your skeevy nerd friends,
do we just want to all go back to the pizza place together and talk to him?
Well, so he told Fox to meet him at 5 a.m. on Monday morning.
It's
Saturday morning now, so you guys have.
Well, maybe we can go explore by ourselves for a little bit first.
Well,
we found something last time. We know.
Okay, so about that's the whole reason why we're here, though, to find out about the substance. You know, the thing
in
we
the
found.
Books.
What substance?
Yeah, I guess we could start looking for.
You mean the mineral thing that we found in the?
Yeah.
Why are you saying the substance?
Because that's our code word.
Why not just say the mineral or the?
Because we don't want people to know what it's made of.
Exactly.
What if it's like
we don't know what it's made of?
Well, we know it's made of rock.
Well, let's find out. Do they have books on rocks in this place?
I would say that is probably something that local animals, local geology, the history of the area would be something that they would have in the library.
So thank you, mysterious voice.
It's Agnes.
Yeah, it's just Agnes, librarian. Librarian. She's listening to everything we say.
Oh, no.
Oh, children, you should look at our natural history section.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's normally super hard of hearing, but she heard that one line asking about the library.
Mm-hmm. Her ears poked up.
Every once in a while, a wrong clock is right twice a day or something like that.
Right. All right, well, let's go snag some books on, I guess, local geology.
Yeah. I will say that as you're in better light and all that kind of stuff, you guys can, in fact, see that this looks like it is a crystalline formation, but that it is a metal.
Huh. Well, that explains why it chipped your knife off, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, crystal normally wouldn't be that hard to shatter off. But, too bad we couldn't get more. Well,
is it like a certain color? Or
it's yellowish, right? It's like
red. Yeah, that's right, yellow. Okay.
Like a brownish yellow.
Does it, I mean, if it's metallic, does it look anything like gold or brass or anything like that?
Or uranium?
Yeah.
It's plutonium.
Uranium. Bombs.
I would say that the as you look at it, it looks more like pyrite. However, it distinctly is not the right shade. Like, it looks similar to, but is not pyrite.
Okay.
Because there is so much in books about the history of the area of people finding pyrite and saying, it's gold, I'm rich.
And, but it's not. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
good old. I mean, yeah, we probably all bought a piece at like a side, or like a whatever carnival,
or that
whatever,
you found in a piece,
a gift shop,
yeah.
gas station.
I've got like 4 or 5 pieces that I've had since a kid, you know, in a box in the attic right now.
East Falls is definitely known for their fool's gold industry.
East Falls is a tourist trap. It's not the biggest ball of twine in Colorado, okay?
It's like not.
Third or fourth at best, okay? It's
wow. What's the biggest one?
It's in Boulder.
Oh, okay, okay. I haven't been to Boulder yet, so
it's what those when they get really high, that's what they do. Make
just rap, just wine. Whole town gets together and just wine. All right, Jill's just gonna grab rando rock books off the like this one. Gemology, sure. Geology, sure. I got a C in geology, so I'm not expecting too much here.
You guys look through these books, but you are not finding anything that looks exactly like this.
Can I try and make like a brainy roll to see if I can find anything that's similar, like how it's formed or anything like that?
Yeah, make a brainy roll. It's gonna be pretty high, it's gonna be a 12.
Well, okay. Well, you can hope my dice explodes. Does anyone wanna help me?
Yeah.
No
tokens. I guess we're all looking for the books.
Not bad, but it's still not enough.
Oh, shorter, yeah.
I got a 9.
I mean,
it's our only lead. I'm gonna add an adversity token for myself. If anyone wants to pitch in, we could.
Can I give 2?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll give 2.
Okay, so then we're there, right?
Okay, yeah.
We just barely meet it. Okay. I'm trying to figure out like how it's formed. If it looks like it's like something that's from this earth, like sedimentary rocks or igneous or whatever.
Yeah. So I will say that with that, you can tell that it is very similar formation to pyrite in how it forms, like the shape of it and the chunk.
And it's sedimentary rock, so
okay,
it grows kind of. That's why it's got the cube shapes.
Yeah,
it's so interesting. It's kind of like salt.
Yeah,
in the presence of iron.
It's not so it's not sedimentary in the way that it's several compressed layers. It's sedimentary in the way that it's like a growing of sediment, I guess.
Yeah. That's pretty yeah, so it is
sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. Learning about rocks. I love D&D or whatever, TTRPGs, whatever. You know what I mean.
Should have looked this up before, didn't do it. So yeah, you can tell that it is formed like that, like formed from sediment, and it does not look alien to you. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
Is there a natural history museum in town?
Is there a local? Oh.
Is it in some guy's like living room?
No, there's one in Denver.
Is there a
A mint? Yes, there's a mint in Denver too.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a mint? No, but is
a mint like for money?
Is there a is there a quirky high school science teacher who may or may not be played by Paul Rudd?
It might be a little too early for Paul Rudd, but he has looked the same for the last like 40 years.
So. It's never too early for Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
So here's what I will say is you none of you know the high school teachers like as teachers because none of you have gone to high school yet. However,
semantics.
Yeah. School's out. It might be hard to find them unless you were to find somebody who could point you to
But like what if maybe the high school teachers teach summer school for like middle school?
I was gonna say we might be able to find someone that goes to summer school.
Yeah, I mean you could try to go to the high school and try.
I mean, do you guys know any dumb kids?
We might ask our parents, but we don't want to like let our parents know, right?
Yeah, we can't let them know what's going on.
Do we have like a school roster?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
Like you might get a class roster, but not a school one.
Oh, just everyone's personal phone number.
But the library has yearbooks. I would say that the library probably has the high school yearbooks.
Does that have their phone numbers in it? Then? No, like,
well,
I don't
know, but it'll give us a name.
It's a small town, though.
We know the name. Well, if we have like a quirky scientist teacher, then we probably know their name.
Unless they teach high school.
Unless they teach high school, we don't know. Does the library have like a community events board?
They have a thing like where high schoolers have put up their thing that say like babysitting or guitar lessons or
anybody offering summer tutoring.
You see on there that there is a lovely want to join the coolest D&D group in town, and it's definitely in Spirit's handwriting.
Aww.
Half of it's in Elvish.
Yeah, it definitely has Elvish scrawled along the edges. You see signs for tutoring, but you do not see signs for summer school.
Okay.
But I mean, if anybody's tutoring science.
It just says general tutoring. This one says, call Lucy for tutoring. And that's where we're going to end tonight.
Yeah, there we go.
Lucy? Okay, I'm writing that down.
Thank you so much for listening. We will be back with you next week. This is not going to go back closer to rails. So
at any point
we hope you understood that coming into this.
Thank you for listening. Yes. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
And good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening. You can find us at evenfootinggames.com or on the socials at evenfootinggames. Kids on Bikes RPG is by Renegade Game Studios. Our cast is Lee Baldwin, Phil Brabson, Jason Cassidy, Aaron Easton, and Rick Taylor. Our theme music is written and performed by Jimmy St. James. Our podcast would not be possible without the help of our patrons, Debbie, Kristen, Robin, Alex, Gina, Ralphie, Merrills, and Cassie. If you would like digital downloads of our books and other exclusive content, consider supporting us at patreon.com/evenfootinggames.